Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a beast.
Yeah.
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Step up in the building. Swagger on point, right? Put your seat belt on, cause it's gonna be a long night. It's gonna be a long fight, but then again, maybe not.
Cause I stepped in my zone when I pulled into the parking lot.
I'm about to get it in. Yeah, I got it on my mind. Let's end this thing in regulation. I ain't thinking overtime, cause I didn't work overtime. And I ain't trying to overgrind. I transform the beast mode just like
I'm fine.
I came here to ball hard. I love this game. It's all I got. That's why I'm going all out and give it everything I got. Yeah, I give it all I got as if it was my only shot. I play the game to win to the end until I pass out, whichever just might come first. Quitting's never on my mind. I put my heart in this, that's why I lay it all on the line. So look me in the eyes. Please don't be surprised that I push it to the limit or until I reach the prize, cause I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Yeah, I'm back with a vengeance, and I'm in it to win it. I'm going pop high up in here. I muscle up with my finish. Excuse my moment of rage. You let the beast out the cage. I'm like a fine wine. Boy, I just get better with age. Only get stronger with time. I never crack a the pressure, I'm here to give it my all. Cause all I got is my effort. Man, I'm hungry for victory. Man, I'm ready to feast. So say hello to my little friend, also known as the beast. I got the eye of the tiger.
I'm in the zone just like Rocky.
I'm in my beast mode. Now there ain't no way you gon' stop me. See, I'm just getting started, showing no signs of quitting. I'm going hard all day, from the start to the finish. Now my juices is flowing, and my heartbeat is thumping.
And all the energy in here got my adrenaline pumping.
This is my moment to own it. Yeah, I'm hungry, I want it. And when the competition fades, I gotta keep on going, cause I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Yeah, what's good, party people? That was, I had to do a moment of silence, man, for Sandy Hook Elementary. So it's nothing wrong with your radio right now. You're rocking with the best right now. It's going down. GQ Palace Sports in the building. You got the mayor in the house, among other things. Let's get it popping, man. Let's get it on. It's the party. It's the last one for the year, man. 2012. So we're gonna talk about whatever you want to talk about. 646-200-3838 is the digits to call, man. Press 1 to get in on the situation. You got the mayor in the house, man. GQ Palace Sports. A lot of stuff has been going on over this weekend, man. I know it's taking the air out of everybody's you know, holiday celebration and things of that nature. But hopefully that, you know, we could be that diversion, you know what I mean? We should talk a little sports or whatever, have a little fun, man. Just kind of want to go over the things that happened this year, man. You know, we got 2 hours to make it happen. So what's going down? Once again, you got the mayor in the building, man. I know the mood is kind of mellow, you know, all over the place or whatever. But we still going to have fun, man. We're going to rock out and make it do what it do. I don't even want to discuss, you know, the situation, because that means they're going to have to bring that, you know, weirdo's name up. And for lack of a better term, I'm going to say that. And I'm going to leave it at that. But that was dedicated, you know, a moment of silence right there, dedicated to, you know, the people from Sandy Hook and representing Connecticut, man, because we're going out hard body karate, and we representing, man. So, you know, 646-200-3838 is the number to call. Press 1 to get in on the situation, man. It's the mayor and it's going down. Somebody's closer to 9 and 7. I'm not going to say no names, but you know the last few weeks I've been, you know, preaching about the Steelers. You know how I do. I don't put no somebody said, no anybody said, and everybody. I don't do that. That's playing both ends against the middle. I don't rock out like that. I come and confront the situation. So, yeah, the Pittsburgh Steelers, man, we had them marked down for 9-7, and they're 7-7. So, you know, I'm gonna let y'all figure out the rest. But everything else is everything. You know, we had a situation. You know, NBA's going down, man. The Knicks, you know, had a situation in 16-5. I'm still proud of my team. Jeremy Lin came in the building and he had a flashback, you know, and I think that was one of the games that they should have really won, you know, just to prove a point instead of Tyson Chandler trying to, you know, be a tough guy. Be a tough guy and put some points on the board, man. You know what I mean? Because Jeremy Lin can still say he came in the Garden and rocked out on Kobe and them and then turned around and came back in the Garden and rocked out on the Knicks. So, again, that was one of the games that they should really, you know, if they're going to circle in this surprising season, because that's what it definitely is. It's a surprising season. You know, I'm a Knicks fan, man, but I'm not going to even get into it till after the New Year's and see where we at. But, yeah, they put together a nice little season so far, man, and I'm proud of them, you know, but still, you know, mad time to go. Hopefully we can be talking about, you know, doing some final things in the summertime. You know how that goes. But, 2 hours, man. We got the mayor in the building. 1-646-200-3838 is the number to call, man. And press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. I'm not really in the best of moods tonight, man. So, but we still going to rock this thing out, man. Hard body karate and take it how it's supposed to come and take it where it's supposed to go. I watched the Manny Pacquiao fight with Marquez, fight number 4. And it didn't look to me like, you know, really Manny wanted to be there. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he wasn't his usual, you know, jovial, happy self. He's always grinning and things of that nature before he gets in the ring. Got a big cheesy smile on his face. This time he just was, you know, just coming in like, okay, it's another, you know, day at the office, you know, get paid, whatever, whatever. But I just think, actually, my own personal opinion, I think it's that he's bored with Marquez. You know what I mean? And I don't think that he came in to, you know, no excuses for the cat. Making no excuses because, you know, he was in the fight. Don't get it twisted. He was in the fight, you know, and he just got caught with a couple of punches and he ran into that knockout punch. Oh, my goodness. You know, and it's like, you know, you watch the replay, you know it's coming, you know, and it's like he did a little faint. He had been fainting the whole fight, doing a little faint step, and you don't faint with a counterpuncher. But that's all Marquez is waiting for you to do that little, as soon as he timed it right, and there you go, the results is all over the place. But, yo, I got a shout-out to the people, man, who use their imagination. I saw more Manny Pacquiao pictures being stretched out on Instagram, on, you know, all this all over the place, on Facebook. It's a lot of people use their imagination. Shout-out to the Instagram heads and the Photoshop heads out there, because they had Manny all over the place stretched out. But it was funny, you know, I can't front. I'm waiting for my man Mike to come through, New York Giant Mike. He should be really, really, really on point this week. You know what I mean? I hope he got some points to make because his team didn't make any. But that's neither here nor there, but we'll get into it when he shows up. 646-200-3838 is the number. We're trying to set off a little Christmas party, man, to lighten the mood because everybody's, you know, walking around kind of like upset and things of that nature, rightfully so. You know, but we're trying to take a little chill off of that, man, for 2 hours, man. Have some fun with me, man, and let's get it in. It's the last show of the year. We want to make it a memorable one. You know, let's go out, like, you know, have some fun with it. We've been doing this for a minute now. Shout out to my man Rich. Shout out to Lavina behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? So everything is everything. So let's get it on and get it popping. So you know the numbers. I'm going to say it one more time in case you forgot. 646-200-3838 is the number. Press 1 to get it on the conversation. Don't talk about it. Be about it. You know, you can make those posts and have your opinion and things like that on Facebook. Let's get it live and direct. I'm available to be texted any day of the week, all the time. Let's get it on and pop it. You want to talk to sports, let's get it on. And other things that's going on out there, you know, I don't know what to say about the New York Jets. There's really nothing to say about the New York Jets. This whole experiment, they, you know, went haywire with this Tim Tebow thing. And I would like to hear from a Jet fan. What kind of spin are you going to put on it? Because you had Tebow and this big mystery thing about the Wildcat, and, you know, you never used the guy. And the guy that you had in front of Tim Tebow was real garbage. You know, and I'm just going to say it like it is, you know what I mean? Because I'm not a Jets fan. I can care less about the Jets. But they really, you know, they always kind of keep them hanging on, and they always find a way to kill themselves. You know, before the game last night, they still have a chance to make the playoffs and things of that nature. Come on, yo. But Mark Sanchez, seriously? He wasn't built to be a quarterback in New York in the first place. So now everybody's got to backpedal. We got T on the line. T, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. Happy holidays. Welcome to the bigger show. What's good?
Hey, happy holidays to you too.
Yeah.
And the whole GQ Palace, Don's and Divas.
No doubt.
Well.
Yo, I was in your building the other night for the Bengals and the Eagles game. A lot of hospitality.
Okay.
Yo, I was waiting for the you know how you go in the the line to wait to go into the game, because we had the tickets. So we had some banging seats, yo. And
really?
You go in the line and wait for the tickets, yo, they was burning. It's so lovely in the line, yo. It was going down. I was like, what's that smell? I was like, oh my God, it was going down. I was like, oh, what? And it's just before you go into the line, because I didn't realize that the Wells Fargo Center and Citizens Bank is right out there, too. I didn't realize that.
Right
but
there.
I'm walking
across the street from each
right,
other.
Right across the street. Bong. I'm walking, and you know, you're waiting in the line.
All of that.
You're waiting in the line to, you know, give your tickets to go into the game or whatever. And I'm like, I'm standing there waiting, you know, because I'm talking to the guy. There's a guy next to me, and there's a guy behind me, and then there's another guy over here with his little son or whatever. So then we get closer to the line, and all of a sudden, I start smelling. I was like, hey, wait a minute. I know that smell. I know that smell. And from that point on, I was comfortable.
I know that's right.
I got comfortable. The seats was lovely, and the fans are energetic. They're very knowledgeable, yo. And, you know, they love the Eagles. You can't tell them nothing about the Eagles. You know what I mean?
True.
And I respect
you know,
that. I had a good time.
Bad.
I had a real good time.
Bad,
shout out to
bad.
Shout out to Lincoln Financial Field. Shout out to my man that was holding me down. He was every time that the Eagles like made a turnover or Nick Foles threw an incomplete, he would take a hit from the flash. He had his little flash with him. And by like halftime, because it was an all right game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like by halftime, yo, he was done. By halftime, he was done, yo. He kept wanting to give me five. I'm like, I'm not touching you, man. What's the matter with you? You know what I'm saying? Then you got the lady back, and there's another lady like two rows behind us. She was like, oh, my God, why'd you bring me to this game? The Eagles suck. This and that and the third. Then they got their touchdown, and it was like, oh, I love the Eagles. I had a good time. I had a real good time. Shout out to the Eagles. Huh?
Yeah, she ain't know which way to go.
Yeah, she was, you know, she probably was under the influence as well. Because there was a lot of that going down. You know what I mean? I ain't mad at that. I'm not mad at that. You got to have something to drown your sorrows.
Well, you heard him say that Andy won't be there, right?
Yeah, knew that coming. I think Andy Reid's going to San Diego.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's because you know North Turner's gone. And I don't think Andy.
You,
I just think Andy Reid needs a change of scenery.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He
I think he needs a change
Philly.
Of scenery. You know, to recharge his battery.
And remember, we were talking about his son.
Right, right. I was just getting ready to say that. We were talking about that last week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, wow. And now you want to bring all this up. It's going to be a lot more that's going to come out of it. And it's going to ease its way out of Philadelphia. You know what I mean?
Because you know that they saying now, you know, they wonder if the son gave any of the players.
Well, you know that was coming. You know that.
Yeah.
I think, was it like steroids or something involved, too?
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. That's
and
all they need now. That's going to be an investigation
needles,
into that.
You know, they found all those needles and everything. And the next thing I'm looking for them to do is to check, start doing the blood work.
Right.
By plucking some hair.
Right. They gotta blow that situation up in Philly. They gotta just really just flip the script, man, and start all over. You know.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, but I'm wondering where you think Vic gonna go.
Off the top of my head right now, if you was to ask me, I would say maybe he can go to Miami. Maybe he can go to Arizona. Maybe he might end up in Oakland. You know how they do. Oakland picks up everybody.
What about the Jets?
I don't really see that. I would see that as a really, really desperation move. Because why did you sign Tim Tebow? You went through this whole rigmarole with Tim Tebow. Then you're going to turn around and sign Michael Vick off of what he's been through in Philly. He's going to be really scrutinized if he comes to New York. If he wanted to play in New York, he needs to go to Buffalo. They need a quarterback too.
But you know what? Honestly, they need to keep all them guys out, like Deshaun, all of them, Macklin. I mean, you're not going anywhere. So why jeopardize hurting these guys?
Just
let it play out like it is, because you're not going anywhere.
Right. But, those guys have pride. They have pride, you know
what
I mean?
That's true.
And they
ain't trying to go down like that.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So they have their pride, and they want to, you know, even though, you know, they're not going to go to, you know, to the tournament or whatever, they still want to end the season on a good note. And they want to be a spoiler. You know what I mean? They just don't want to roll over and let somebody else just, you know, take good.
Right,
if they got a chance to ruin somebody's season, I think they'll do that. You know, and they play the Giants the last game of the season, right? So they'll have
the Redskins this week.
Yeah, they got the Redskins, and then they have the Giants to close out the season. So I think they got a chance to, you know, be a spoiler. You know, mess somebody up. Oh, hold on for a second. We got Mike on the line. Mike, welcome to the Bigger Show, my dude. Happy holidays. What's up, kid? Playboy?
What's going on?
Mike.
What's good,
Mike?
How are you?
You know what? I'm not messing with y'all.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
That's why you call.
Happy holidays, my dude. Yes, you are.
You know what?
How the egg tastes, man? Is it hard boiled? Is it stir fried? How that egg taste?
You know
what? It wasn't like you was outside playing in the cold. You was playing indoors. So how that egg taste? Is it hard boiled? Is it parboiled? Is it deviled? Is it stir fried? How did egg taste?
Oh, you know what? Hey, it's all good.
And Mike, I gotta get at you too, man. You gotta get at me behind the scenes, cause I gotta get your address where to send your jersey at, my dude.
All right.
You gotta get at me behind the scenes, my dude.
So what I do is I let the switchboard operator know. I hope you can hear me. Talk to my producer.
Give him my producer behind the scenes. And we'll send you a Reverend Ike prayer cloth to go along with your jersey. and I heard you wanted to make a point. No, but that was Eli Manning. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? I got a joke this weekend. I'm sorry. That's all right. The only one that lost.
and you're the only one that didn't get shut out either. We got shut out too.
Wait a minute. We got beat worse than you.
We lost 41 to nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. So here, yeah, so here, here goes some of my egg for you. Here's some of my egg. You can taste some of my egg. There you go.
You know, I'm putting some vinegar on yours.
Some vinegar on it.
I'm putting some vinegar on yours.
Yes, sir.
Listen, we did try. The Eagles tried, so, you know, we got some points up there.
No, you know what? I was like, what happened? It was like two different games. Because it was the first half of the game was good. Then all of a sudden, all these, you know what I'm saying, all these turnovers. I'm like, what's going on? You know, it was 10-9 in the first quarter because, you know, the Eagles was, you know, playing the punt fest and things of that nature. And then it got down when the Eagles do something. That stadium was rocking. That stadium on the touchdown pass.
That's all the time.
When Foles threw the touchdown to Riley Cooper, that stadium was rocking. I was like, oh. They had the Rocky music playing.
Exactly.
Then when they got the turnover, they was rocking their old, what's how they had the song go? Take it back. I was like, oh, I heard this song in a long time.
They be playing some good music, though.
Yeah, they be rocking,
they
yo.
Play good music.
They
and
rock.
And then the nasty cheerleaders.
Yeah, the cheerleaders.
Why the cheerleaders got to be nasty?
Yeah.
Why the cheerleaders got to be nasty?
It sure is cold
they
outside.
They just making it hot.
It sure is cold outside. But, I had a good time, man, at the Eagles game. But, yeah, I mean, you tried. You know what I'm saying? And actually, I think Nick Foles didn't really have that bad of a game. He got sacked, you know, one time. He threw one interception. But what happened to your boy, Bryce Brown? We was talking about that at the game. Like, what's the matter? Well, he was the first game, he was, you know, doing work. But now, you know, I guess people figuring him out or whatever. But it seemed like every pass that Nick Foles was throwing was going to Jeremy Maclin or Jason Avant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was crazy. Mm.
Yeah, so, the Eagles.
You know who I'm really waiting for? Because, you know, I know y'all seen the Knicks and the Lakers, so I'm just waiting for somebody to come on.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for somebody to come on.
They had a pretty bad weekend.
I know when Carmelo got hurt, I got a little nervous. They was coming back real fast.
But
I want to say this to both of you guys, before she even come on. Do not mess with Kia.
Say, I'm not worried
my
about
little
you, buddy. You buddy. You got the right one today.
The Steelers didn't make it, so
I told her that. I said that a month ago.
Wasn't that OT or no?
Huh?
Did that game go into OT?
Did what game go to OT?
The Steelers.
The Steelers and the Cowboys game? Did it go into OT?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did it go into OT? We're going to ask Kia what she called. We're gonna ask her for her announcement. It did go to overtime. The Cowboys went overtime.
I thought it did.
Yeah.
And what other game was that? The 49ers, man.
The 49ers and the Patriots. I don't know. I was watching that game. The 49ers was killing them, the Patriots was looking ready.
I'm gonna tell you, they almost got them.
They looking. It was two different games.
Yeah, that went into OT.
Huh?
That went into overtime too.
No, it didn't.
It didn't.
The Patriots won. The Patriots lost 41-34. They was trying to come back, but they was rallying, but it didn't go to overtime.
They did that when that punt return, he got all that yardage, and then got that touchdown.
Yeah, what's good? What's good? Who we got on the line? That's the bell right there. Phil must be a first-time caller. What's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show, my dude. How you feel?
I'm all right. First time, definitely.
Hey,
what's
Phil.
Happening?
How are you? How you guys doing?
We all right. Everything's all right. It's Tuesday night. We vibing. What's good?
All right. Y'all talking sports. All right.
Yes, sir.
And if you, and let me tell you, if you ain't with it, forget it. Cause you go in.
So can we switch to NBA?
Yo, we switched to. We're going to get to the NBA in a minute, my dude. We're going to get to the NBA. We got 2 hours. It goes down, man. So hang out with us for a little while. We're going to definitely swing into the NBA for a second, man. Just hold that thought. You got a football team you want to talk about right now?
Oh, my gosh. I fell asleep yesterday on the Jets game.
That's oh, you're a Jets fan.
No, I'm no Jets fan.
Oh, okay.
I'm
all
actually
right.
Buffalo Bills, but I
oh,
love Tom
you're
Brady.
A Buffalo Bills fan.
I like Tom Brady, though.
But you like Tom Brady. Okay. All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You're a Buffalo Bills fan. I had picked the Buffalo Bills to do some things. But Mario
Why?
Williams
because
decided he didn't want to show up.
What's his name? Mario Williams?
Yes, sir.
That's deep.
Mario Williams, he didn't want to show up. And what's happened to Donovan Darius? And what happened to Ryan Fitzpatrick?
That's what it starts with a quarterback.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's Tom Brady-like, but he's just not Tom Brady. You know,
he's Tom Brady-like or Tom Brady-ish?
Tom Brady-like and ish. And ish.
So so being a Buffalo fan, what do you feel as like the you know the big? I know you were excited. You being a Buffalo fan, I was excited for you. I thought really
I wasn't
that Buffalo
even excited.
Was
excited.
Why,
I wasn't
man?
Excited. Because it's only Mario Williams. I'm Mario Williams, defensive end. So it starts with you know offense in that you know conference. You have Tom Brady, of course. You know New England, and you have the behind us. You have the Jets. Miami, Buffalo. Who else is in that conference?
We talk about the conference or the division?
The division, you see?
Okay, you're right. You got Buffalo, New England, Jets, and Miami.
Miami. That's it? Only those?
That's it.
Not that tight. So it's always going to be New England in the end. But wasn't excited for Buffalo this year.
Okay, all right. I mean, but being a fan, I mean, your team is not that bad, my dude. Your team is not really that bad.
They are right.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know what happened to Fred Jackson, you know what I'm saying? But your team is not that bad. And I had them, you know, looking like, you know, they was going to try to challenge New England. But after that first game of the season, when New England blew them out, I was like, oh, man, it's over for them already.
All right. So you got knowledge for, you know, I'm glad I could talk to somebody about sports.
Yeah. It goes down, my dude. Hard body, karate, man. It goes down.
Real quick.
I told you, Phil.
Welcome, man.
Who won the game between the Jets?
Tennessee won. The Jets are done for the year.
Done. You know what they should have did? And what I was only thing I was excited about was the Jets. The controversy with, you know, Tebow and all that.
Right.
They should have been put Tebow in the game.
They put him in for like a series in the third quarter. They put him in for a series and he didn't do anything.
Anything.
You know,
if you're a quarterback, and I play sports because I'm I'm athletic.
Respect.
You need, you know, to get the feel of the game. Like how they put him in there, they put him in for, what's that, wildcat offense?
Yeah.
You know, the other teams know it's either going to be a run or a handoff.
Right.
You know, if you put him in a position where he can pass the ball, even throw bad passes, but... Tebow's effective, smart, strong guy. Look what happened in Denver last year.
I don't want to really like rehash that, but revisionist history, it's kind of like, you know, he made one pass, and I'm not going to, you know, my man, you know,
pass.
Steeler fan's not in here to talk about that. A lot of times, and I'm going to keep it really funky with you. The defense saved Tebow in Denver a lot. Tebow would make one play here, one play there, one play here, one play there. Then he would make a bad play. Then the defense would come up with the ball again.
That's what you need, though. The defense saved him a lot. That's what you need. A play here, a play there. Just like when the Giants beat New England both
Super
times.
Right.
Yes, a play here, a play there. Wes Welker catches that pass, New England wins.
Yeah, I mean, if you talk about this most recent Super Bowl, I think it was a lot of weird things that was going on when Tom Brady threw that deep pass early in the game and they have, you know what I mean, for intentional grounding.
Yes.
What was that? You know, then you know Gronkowski, his ankle. If that last pass that he threw, if Gronkowski's ankle's not bothering him, I think he might have caught that. Then we would be having a whole different conversation. But like you said, it takes a defense to do some things, and like you said, you know, get lucky here, get lucky there. But hey, at the end of the day, you still won the game, and you know, we know how it goes. Like you said, we watch it, we sit there and we watch it. You know what I mean? But you know, like you said, on any given Sunday, anybody could beat anybody. You know.
Right, and I'm gonna tell you who my prediction to win it this year is the Giants.
You got you. So you're taking the Giants.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Hold on, Phil, we're going to give you the floor, my dude. You're a first-time caller, so we're going to give you the floor, and we're going to let you explain in your, you know, your unique way what makes you think that the Giants are going to win the Super Bowl.
Very unique. My way is always unique. All right. Keila Manning is a very confident guy.
Right.
You can tell. I don't know, just to think about something about the Giants. I just think, you see how it's close now. They're like, okay, Miami. They get bored. They need something to play for. So when this weekend comes up, you will see the Giants. And for the next six games, which leads into the Super Bowl, they're going to play their best.
All right. I mean, I respect that opinion. It doesn't matter
who they play.
Okay. Well, like you said, it needs something to play for. They definitely got something to play for now. You know, and I said at the beginning of the season, I said back in September, I said, you know, if the Giants, their schedule is really, really hard. And if the Giants won 10 games, it would be a miracle. You know what
right.
I mean?
And they've been tested.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, but look how look what they did against Green Bay. Look what they did when they went after San Francisco.
I watched that.
You know what I mean?
They play against the best. They show up.
Right. So
that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about. Break it down.
You know what?
Break
it down.
I'm going to tell you that.
Huh? I can't hear you. Hold on. I can't hear you. What you say now?
I said whoever's in the background, I get too excited. They gonna win.
Yeah, that's Mike back there, man. He was waiting for somebody to come out talking about the Giants.
All right, just one question though. Denver, which is Peyton.
Right.
See, I don't know about the conferences and you know AFC.
Okay,
and NFC,
okay, go ahead.
You know,
you're here now. You're gonna learn now. You're gonna learn today. Ain't that what they say?
Giants. And Denver, can they wind up in the Super Bowl together, or they wind up in like
the AFC? The only way Giants and Denver would meet would be in the Super Bowl.
That's gonna happen right there. That's gonna happen this year.
The Giants and Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I think if the Giants and Denver ended up in the Super Bowl, Roger Goodell would have a. Ooh, can I say that on the air? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had a flashback to the Monday show or whatever, but you know, Roger Goodell would be feeling real good about himself. Shout out to my man Dallas and all that.
Can I say this on the air? I'm a caller, but two white boys in the Super Bowl quarterback, and yeah, he would.
Two brothers.
And it's been like that. Brothers. I'm sorry,
my pick. I was going to pick the other brothers, and I had picked them. I had picked San Francisco and Baltimore to go into the Super Bowl. And that's the Harbaugh brothers. That's Jim Harbaugh and John Harbaugh. So, yeah, you know, I mean, Roger Goodell would really be happy if he can, you know, have that, you know, that matchup that he's looking for. And I think that would be the matchup, that really the dream matchup.
Oh, that's what you're saying, yeah, the brother. I'm sorry. I was going on another level.
You're right.
Definitely. Yeah, you definitely come to think about it. But on another thing.
Right.
The top five quarterbacks in the league today. And I'm disappointed, Michael Vick. Very disappointed.
Right.
RG3, very impressive. Cam Newton, very impressive. The mixed guy from Seattle is very
Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson.
Yes, I like him.
Another rookie.
He's short, though. He's very short.
Yeah,
he's
like 5'8", 5'9". Very, you know,
like
another
Doug
rookie.
Flutie-like.
Doing his numbers.
Buffalo Bills, Doug Flutie.
Mm.
like that. Yo, you guys, it was amazing. I'm going to save you guys in my phone.
Yeah, it's all good, man. It goes down. We do it hard body, man. We don't mess around.
I'm a basketball. Yeah. That's my thing. That's my sport.
Okay. All right. So we going to, because it might, your girl is late on the draw tonight, my dude.
Yeah, she knows it.
The fire is over here, man. It's going down. The fire is right over here, my dude.
She don't want to hear it. And plus, the Lakers lost against the Knicks.
I'm going to see my little NBA bag.
Go ahead, Phil, man. Speak your mind.
See, I'm going to talk about basketball, but, you know, I'll call you guys later.
Go ahead. We're going to switch it up because certain people's not here, so you want to talk to basketball. It's your first time, so we're going to show that hospitality here at GQ Palace after further review.
That's amazing.
Let's get it in, man. What you want to talk about? Who's your team?
Damn, I don't even have a team. Me,
wow. Okay.
I'm trying to work with you, my dude. I always had a plan. Like,
okay.
I like Scottie Pippen growing up. Now
okay.
I like Kobe.
Right.
Kobe.
I've seen the matchup. I've seen these guys, you know, play live and all that.
Uh-huh.
I think Kobe is the second greatest to ever play.
Okay. Second to who?
Michael Jordan.
Okay.
I just wanted
to make sure we was on the same page. Okay. Is anybody saying
I
Will Chamberlain or Bill Russell?
I still have
yeah,
it on DVD.
Somebody, man.
When Jordan played against Kobe, this is when Mike was like 33, Kobe was 22. Kobe gave him 40. That was a young Kobe. The gifted player is LeBron James, 6'9".
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's built like that.
Right.
I think Carmelo is better than LeBron. He's just not built like him, though.
Okay.
LeBron got a stance like two dribbles, run right through you, either get a foul or a layup. I think Dwayne Wade is overrated.
Okay.
I think Michael Jordan had it easy in his time.
Let me ask you a question. In your own personal opinion, in regards to Michael Jordan, do you think that he got away with a lot more than, you know, because I want to know if we're looking at the same thing. Like, first of all, I'm going to talk about the push off against Brian Russell in Utah. You know what I mean? And
you can't call that.
Huh?
Nah, you can't call that.
Man, come on, man. He didn't push off on Brian Russell. Okay, all right, that's cool. I just wanted to ask your opinion. Okay, all right.
To the game.
I'm gonna look at that tape again.
But I think Michael Jordan had it easy because there wasn't a great two guard in his time, so he had it easy. In his time, it was about the five, the centers, and the power forward. So it wasn't too many, you know.
Hold that thought for a minute, Phil. See, because this is what I want. This is what I was waiting for. We got Slate in the building. Yo, Slate, what's good, fam?
What's going on, brother?
We about to slide back into the football conversation right now.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
We got the Steelers in the building. Slate, what's good, man? I know you gonna put it in its proper perspective before it goes totally left. You know what I'm saying? So, I told our friend that, you know, the Steelers are going to be 9-7, you know what I mean? And hopefully that playoff spot is at 9-7-7. And I'm going to do an imitation. Yeah, are you out of your mind? Are you kidding me? Are you crazy? I'm like, no, I'm not crazy. I'm just the same as you. But I know what I'm looking at. So, Slate, as a objective Pittsburgh Steelers fan, what is your outlook on the situation with two games left in the season?
You are what your record says you are.
Okay.
Point blank, period. I still feel, you know, we got a fighter's chance. I'm never going to give up on my squad. That's one thing me and Kia definitely have in common. But, you know, too many turnovers at inopportune times, you know, it happens. But I know how we're going to go out, and we're not going to give up. I mean, if we win this week in Pittsburgh against Cincinnati, who's as good as Cincinnati's been playing, has never beat Pittsburgh since Dalton's been there.
Right.
I'm not looking for them to show up
either.
Pittsburgh.
That's right.
So, you know, we still got to fight his chance. I knew the Jets wasn't going to do anything.
Right.
That was like a given. That's like having to go to the bathroom. That just has to happen.
It just naturally happens.
But, I mean, you know, we got to fight a chance. You know, I like our chances. I was disappointed because I have an umpteen number of Dallas fans who you never hear a peep out of until they do something.
Right.
And as soon as they don't do it, which is every other week, you won't hear another word from them.
Right.
One playoff game since 95, 96, and I had so many calls, it's ridiculous. I mean, we've been to 3 Super Bowls since then and won 2.
Mm.
We're relevant every single decade, and the standard is the standard. If we don't win a chip, the season has been a total failure. Pittsburgh fans are spoiled.
I hear you.
We're used to winning. We're used to doing our thing. One game is not going to make or break us. And I feel, like I said, we got a fighter's chance, a puncher's chance.
What do you think in regards to the situation with Roethlisberger and the offensive coordinator, Todd Haley? Because we
talked about that at the beginning of the season. I think Todd Haley's a creep.
Mm.
But, you know, one game is not going to make or break your season. Like, even if one game is, if you win the game, you go on. If you lose it, you don't go on. It shouldn't have came down to one game. Now,
right.
as far as Ben, he's a 2-time Super Bowl champion. He has to have some say-so in what's going on. To me, he's a top 5. I might be a little still a bias, but he's a top 5 QB. He's one of the best scramblers. He's the best scrambler for
yep.
a man his size.
Sunday should have proved all of that. Oh, my goodness.
Listen, we was up 7, had the total momentum until Antonio Brown fumbled on that nice punt return.
Yep.
That changed the whole game around.
Yeah.
We already in field goal range on that punt return, and
mm-hmm.
he just goes to the ground.
Right.
He gets
tripped, and that changed
everything. So these Dallas fans hollering like they totally wrecked us in that game is killing me.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the same people I spoke to that wouldn't bet a lick. But it's all good. Like I said, I feel we have a good chance, but it remains to be seen. A lot of season left in these last 2 games. Everybody's going to come out the blue.
That's
the
right.
Giants look like world beaters. But like I said to the Giants fans, I wouldn't be mad because the Giants be coming out swinging when their back is against the wall.
And I think that, I think, you know, to keep it in his focused perspective, my dude, I think that the Giants needed that. Now they got that out their system. Now let's get it in. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Okay, you went down to Atlanta, whatever. You know, okay, Atlanta, really, their back was against the wall. Okay? So what? You stunk the joint out, whatever. You still in control of your own destiny. Make it happen.
Listen, it's like you said, Mayor, that should be a wake-up call.
Yeah.
That's how the Giants do.
Yeah.
When
they
play real good, you got to get scared. It's around this time when their back is against the wall, they come out throwing haymakers every single time.
Right. That's right.
Baltimore done lost the last 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the downslide, and I think the Giants is going to thrash them. Because as bad as Joe Flacco's playing, Baltimore's problem is more on the defensive side.
Right.
They can't stop nobody. When they tried to change it around, because Flacco had, and see, like, the bar is set with Brady.
Mm-hmm,
you could be
mm-hmm,
a sucky
mm-hmm,
quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there and have a good game against Brady, oh, you're the bar. He did that against Brady in the playoffs, almost won, and now they want to revamp the whole team around Joe Flacco, who ain't never did nothing.
Right.
And that's where they messed up. Then you got all of these injuries. But you're telling the wrong man about injuries. From my Pittsburgh Steelers to my L.A. Lakers, I don't want to hear nobody talk about injuries to me.
No doubt. Yo, Phil, you still with us? I guess not. Phil's not with us. Because he said he wanted to talk some basketball. But it's all good, though. But, huh?
I said I'll let him know you guys are
no doubt.
Basketball.
But, so Slate, man, I just think that the Steelers, man, they, like you said, they have a chance. Nothing's impossible, you know what I mean? Looking at the playoff standings right now as we speak, you know, the Steelers are on the outside looking in. But, again, I think that, you know, that, again, you play Cincinnati this week. So that's going to be your game to get you in.
This is what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
We win in Cincinnati. We got the next one is at home against Cleveland, which is a payback game in itself with that 8 turnovers we had earlier.
Right.
We'll be good money.
Yeah. I think you got that 6 seed. Do what you do.
Girl Kia said on one of her, in the season ticket, everybody's a suspect.
Yeah.
Like, they all pissing me off right now. Like, you know, we, like Dallas, as much as I don't like them, I'll give them props when it's due. And they have an efficient passing game when Tony Romo doesn't have his blinders on. And when we had that, like, fifth-string cornerback in there, we had Miles Austin looking like Michael Irvin.
Right.
I mean, one drive, a crucial drive, they went to Michael, to Miles Austin like five times in a row. This man is giving 20-yard cushions. And I'm like, come on, that's not Pittsburgh defense. When we had Ike Taylor there, he was the man.
Right.
I mean, we're not number one every year by accident. I hear how old we are and how we're long in the tooth every year. But yet, statistically, we're number one in defense every year, it seems like to me. Number one against the pass, number four or five against the run, number one in total defense every year. Top five, definitely, every year, but we're so old. So, I mean, it's time to put our foot in it, man.
Yeah,
steal the ball. The standard is the standard. What y'all going to do? As far as Ben and Todd Haley, that's going to be a rift that goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
His man was Earhart, the guy that's the coach of the Colts right now.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
was his boy. He basically gave Ben the reins and let him do what he want to do. So just off that alone, anybody, whether it's a good coordinator or not, if they're not going to let Ben get pass happy, because I can't blame him. He's tired of hearing he's a racist. Whether that's true, you know, hey, you know, hearsay is hearsay.
Right, right, right.
We
right.
all have our little, you know,
mm-hmm.
we all have our vices. But, I mean, race is not a thing to joke about, and I'm just teasing, but, you know, that's what everybody likes to throw on my face. Oh, he's a racist. Listen, he could be a serial killer. As long as he can throw that football on Sunday, I don't have a problem with it.
Right.
But my thing is, you know, it is what it is. Let's step up, Pittsburgh. I just hope we can do our thing. That's all.
No doubt, man.
I'm never
going
to give up on us, though.
That's what it is. I respect that. And they were in the game. You know what I mean? And to do that, the interception and you know, anything can happen, man. So,
Mayor,
you know, again,
when I
got...
say I didn't hear a peep, I didn't hear a, see a Facebook post or nothing. And I'm in a bunch of different things, like, I'm in, we got a group called Strictly Steelers. That's nothing but Steeler fans. You know, you got the season tickets, you got Add to Further Review, you got Warlow. I didn't see not one post that whole game. But as soon as they kicked that field goal, oh, I was like they was giving free government cheese out. I swear to God, everybody and their mama was hitting my phone. Brothers, I don't even know or deal with was hitting my phone. Did I bet you or something? Oh, no, I'm just coming to say, well, I'm in the Pittsburgh. Click. Like,
Wait, hold on a second. We got Jimmy Wright on the line. Yo, Jimmy, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show, man. Happy holidays.
Hey, same to you. How you doing?
Everything's everything.
Hey,
what's
Jimmy.
Good?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
I'm just calling to talk about my Cowboys. You know, I got to give my Cowboys
props. Oh, speak of the devil. Okay. We just called just in time. I know we got a Steeler fan on the line. Slate in the building. Introduce yourself to the homie Jimmy Wright.
What's going on, Jimmy? Good game. I'll give you your thing. Y'all did what y'all had to do. I'll never take nothing from you. I'll never make excuses up. Y'all won. Y'all did what y'all had to do. Regardless of how y'all did it, y'all got it done. And that's the bottom line.
Well, I'm glad you're giving us our props. I mean, we finally starting to get things back together, you know, since DeMarco Murray's back now. So maybe we might be able to do a little something now.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Y'all got just as good of a chance as anybody else. I don't see why not. I mean,
yeah,
I tease
right.
y'all because I'm not a believer in Romo. Because, he, you know, like they always try to throw your defense under the bus and say, oh, well, Romo doesn't have a defense. And he's always going to be considered as one of the best. And you got all of these guys, all of these old quarterbacks like Steve Young and all of them. Oh, I think he can do this and that. Prove it. Like, let's go. Like, now is the time. One playoff
right.
win since 96 is not good. Come on, Romo. Like, let's do it. And he has the skills to be that dude.
Yeah, he do. But a lot of times, you know, our offensive line, I mean, you know, hey, if you can't block for the man can't throw the ball when he's always running for his life back there, you know?
Let me ask you a question. Man, thanks for calling, Jimmy. What do you think of this, about the situation with Josh Brent being on the sideline at the game on Sunday?
I didn't care too much for that because I really thought it was kind of disrespectful. I mean, knowing the situation and what happened, and I'm glad that they not gonna let him be on the sidelines or anything else for the rest of the year.
Right.
I mean, you know, even though it was a bad situation the way it happened, you know, they were college teammates and, you know, teammates with the Cowboys, but, you know, things happen. I mean, you know, you can't put the emphasis just on the driver because the other guy had to know the guy had been drinking to start with, too, you know?
Before he even got in the car?
True.
Okay. Okay. All right. So where are you calling from, if you don't mind me asking?
Right now I'm in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. All right, no doubt. Shout out to the Milwaukee Brewers and all that.
Oh, but see, I'm originally from North Carolina. See, I drive trucks, so I'm in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Thanks, man. Thanks for shouting us out and all that. So, being that Cowboy fan that you are, and I know you're feeling good about your overtime win, what are you feeling about your team's playoff prospects right now?
Well, we're gonna have to win out in order to unless we get some help and a couple of teams lose. But I believe if we can get in, we're going to be a hard team, you know. We're going to be a hard out, you know.
Okay. You got New Orleans this week, though. And the Saints are like, they're going to try to make up for lost time.
Oh, yeah, because the way the Saints played last week, man, I tell you, they destroyed the team they played last week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. They destroyed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, man.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Tampa was your team was on a mission. But I don't think they're going to do that to Dallas. I think it's going to be a good game, but I think Dallas is going to edge them because I don't think that New Orleans really has the defense for Dallas.
Mm. Yeah, I think so too. Because I mean, you know, Cowboys know they got to win in order to keep going on. So you know, I'm hoping we can win and like I said, go for it into the playoffs this year.
Okay,
I'll tell you this: if they don't get no pressure on Breeze and sit back there and let him wing that ball, they're gonna have a long day.
Oh yeah, we can't just let them sit back there because I tell you sometimes that Rob Ryan defense. Sometimes I look at them like, you know, what in the world are they doing?
No. All right, that's what it is. So got New Orleans this week, and the Steelers got Cincinnati, and the Eagles got the Redskins. So, yeah, it's a playoff jumble, and not that many spots are left.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, everything, you really got to go all out right now, man. There's not that many spots left. In the NFC, there's three spots. In the AFC, I believe there are two spots left. The battle is really, really, really going down, especially for those last two spots in the AFC. Go ahead.
Yeah, and being that it's a three-way tie in our division, so, you know, hey, it's a press.
Uh-huh. And all you guys are, you know, pretty much playing each other, so it's either you're going to be knocking each other out the box. You know what I mean?
Who is it that the Giants playing this week?
The Ravens.
Giants playing in Baltimore.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you got Washington playing at the Eagles, so they'll be knocking each other off. So that's a big game for the Skins. They say Kirk Cousins is supposed to be starting that game again.
Yeah,
against the Eagles.
So I'm hoping the Eagles will step up and take this game because you know I can't afford for Washington to win.
Oh yeah, because if Washington wins, if Washington beats the Eagles, and you guys you know beating New Orleans. Oh, it's going down next week.
I bet you
RG will be out there with a
That's what they're planning on. Hey, Slate, that's what they're planning on. That's why they're going to let Kirk Cousins do his thing and then, you know, have it all set up. RG3, Dallas Cowboys.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, they retired Brian Westbrook's jersey for the Eagles that game, too. And his brother plays for the Redskins, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Because, like I say, if we win and Washington win that last game, I tell you.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like old days. It's going to be like the old days. It's going to be RFK, at FedEx Field. And it's going down.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a shootout in OK Corral.
Yes, sir. and you know, a playoff spot will be up for grabs and all of that good stuff. You know what I mean? Hopefully that, if the Giants can handle their business down in Baltimore, that, you know, that Eagle and Giant game. Can you imagine the Eagle and Giant game and the Cowboys and the Redskins? So it's what it is.
Man.
That's a steel cage match right there.
the whole division is going at each other. So, you know, next week is looking to be very, very, very exciting. You know, and I'm kind of looking forward to that, the Redskins and Cowboy games. It'll be like old times. But, go ahead.
How's that Eagle fan doing six besides? Because they used to talk so much junk, you know, about the Eagles.
Listen. They had, you know, T called up a couple of weeks ago and, you know, oh my goodness, he had a black suit on and there was that funeral for the Philadelphia Eagles. Soon as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, soon as they came to play Tampa Bay, and it was 2 seconds left. I'm sure you heard about the game. It was 2 seconds left.
Yeah.
And, you know, the rest is history. I don't even want to talk about it. But all of a sudden,
the Eagles won.
The Eagles won. It was like, you know, The Walking Dead was going on. Oh, we back in the building.
Yeah.
But I had to eat that, though, because I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, hard body. And I had to eat that.
We started talking about the Eagles, this, that, and then she's like, I'm a Cowboys fan. So, you know, we back and forth. So I told her, I say, well, when we beat, somebody going to owe me dinner. I ain't heard nothing from them since then.
I think that was the weekend that she was sick, that she wasn't feeling well.
she got ghosts on me.
No, it wasn't me. That was my idol twin. That was Whammy.
Okay.
All right.
I think that was
we, not tea. I still got you. You ain't let me know when you was in Jersey.
I know, right?
Right.
So you know what? This could be the thing where you got mad witnesses on the line, that's listening.
Oh yeah.
So now we're gonna put you on the spot, T. When are you gonna take this man to dinner?
No, I'm cooking him dinner.
Oh, you're cooking him dinner. That's even better. So you okay?
Let me know when he's in Jersey.
All right. Anyway, we can help you out, my dude. We there. GQ Power Sports after further review, man. It's the Christmas party, man. It's going down. 646-200-3838 is the number to call. Press 1 if you want to get in on the party, man. We try to, you know, lighten the mood, man, and have some fun with it, man, in light of the situation that went down over the weekend, man. We still, you know, we're thinking about you in our thoughts and prayers, man. And I just kind of like, I did a moment of silence, you know, for 26 seconds, man, at the top of the show. And I kind of just wanted to just leave it there, you know what I mean? So because, you know, we don't want to dampen the mood, and we know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we keeping it strictly sports. Our thoughts are with the people in Connecticut. I rock out with Connecticut Hard Body. Shout out, you know, respect to Connecticut, peace and all that. You know what I mean? Because I got people out there in the whole nine. But, you know, we trying to, you know, lighten the mood, man. It's a Christmas party. It goes down. We're going to laugh, have some fun, you know what I mean? But we're not going to forget the issue at hand. But, again, man, you know, your Cowboys, I don't know what to say. You know, they kind of put themselves in a position, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And let me ask you a question. A lot of the games this season with Cowboy games, did they remind you of anything like the old, did they, like, especially that Giants game in Dallas? That was like one of the best games of the year.
Yeah, it was.
You know?
It was. But the thing that gets me about the Cowboys, it was just like the game the other day. The game never should have went into overtime.
Right.
We should, our offense should be good enough to run the clock down close enough to either score a touchdown or kick a field goal. Don't never get a team back the ball when there's time left on the clock.
That's right.
Your offense should be good enough in less than a minute and something. Come on now, you can run the ball or do something to run the clock down.
That's right. Okay. You know, but sometimes, you know, I mean, the situation calls for it. But my thing is, I want to give a shout out and respect to Ben Roethlisberger because, the main thing was, you know, talking about how he extends the play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even, you know, I go back to Fran Tarkenton and Bob Avellini and all of that. Ben Roethlisberger, to be as big as he is, he's a very nimble quarterback, and he will make something happen.
And I got to give him much respect for that. You're not going to hit that dude one time and expect him to go down.
You
he was doing his, he had his Johnny Manziel thing going on. He was doing his thing the other day.
It was just like, you know, you playing Madden NFL on the video game the way he was doing the other day. I mean, come on, be for real.
That's right. You hear me saying that good stuff about your quarterback, right, Slay?
I'm saying, you know, all of that is neither here nor there to me because we didn't get the end result. But that's what I was saying. Like, he's the most sacked quarterback in the last 3 years. But you got to realize, one of them plays against Dallas where he threw the tight end to Heath Miller for the touchdown. That was a 9 seconds the line had to sit there and block.
And block.
You know how hard it is to block for 9 seconds in the NFL?
And not hold,
It's even harder for the secondary to stick somebody for 9 seconds.
Right.
But Ben does his thing. But the bottom line is, you got to win when all said and done. And that's my only problem with Dallas is, like, Romo got to get it done. Point blank period.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, most Steelers fans are undercover Cowboy fans anyway. So,
Uh-oh.
What was that?
Uh-oh.
Most Steelers fans were what?
Jimmy, I could only have your back so far, my dude.
I didn't hear that just now. Most Steelers fans are what?
Are undercover Cowboy fans.
What Cowboy fans?
Undercover Cowboy fans.
Well, not here, bro. I can't stand them. It's like they got a virus or something to me. But like I tell everybody, I'm a realist before an idealist. Ideally, I want us to win every game. But reality has to come in at a certain point. And the reality is, we lost. And good game, y'all did what y'all had to do. But, you know, last I checked, 96 is a long time not to do nothing. And since then, we got 3 Super Bowls and 1-2. I rest my case.
I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that. You got me. I can't argue with that. You got me. I cannot argue with that one.
I think it's going to come down to y'all and the Redskins, and I think y'all got just as good of a chance as anybody else over there. And like you said, if y'all make the playoff, ain't nobody going to want to play.
Oh, no. No, we're going to be a tough
because,
out.
Because like you said, it'll be a tough out is right. I agree.
Yeah.
Because when y'all playing, that's what anybody though. When you're playing your game, y'all have to stop. And y'all got a formidable pass offense. With DeMarco Murray back there, y'all can run to keep the defenses even. No,
exactly.
I give y'all a good fighter's chance. It's just Romo to me. Romo, I have no faith in. Like, I don't understand how all the critics put him up there with the top echelon quarterbacks in this, and he's never done nothing. Ever. One playoff win. He got the same amount of playoff wins as Tebow. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. One.
That's right.
One.
That's right. And not to cut you off, Slate, but if everything, you know, had went right for Tony Romo, they would be talking about him like Joe Montana.
Who you tell us?
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, you know, you hit the nail right on the head right there, yo. It's
one
playoff
win. The
one
thing the Cowboys got going for them that I love, the one thing that I can say that doesn't give me a virus about the Cowboys, actually it's the only thing, is I love their owner. They have the best owner in the league. It kills me when Dallas fans go, oh, he needs to take a step back. And he's like Steinbrenner from the Yankees.
Thank you.
Money is no object. He'll go get anybody. All he wants to do is win. How can you get mad at an owner like that? And he puts his money where his mouth is.
Yep.
Come to Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? We cheap as hell. That's our problem. But Dallas, they spend that guap, man. That's one thing.
But
they spend that paper for whatever player they need to get. They'll go and do that.
But you're right. You're right about that. But my thing is him being owner and general manager. I mean, you know, I figure he ought to be just an owner. Yeah, he can, you know, oversee or whatever. But I still think he needs a legit general manager to get some more players, a lot better players than what we get.
I agree with you. I think he needs to fall back, too, on that note. But, you know, it's all about balance, the yin and the yang, the good with the bad, the pretty with the ugly. Can't have one without the other. It keeps the balance, you know, everything in effect. And that man spends that money. He will go and get any player All he wants to do is win, unless we can all say he's done put up with his share of foolishness, too. Cowboys
right.
ain't really done much lately. I mean,
no.
you had your glory dynasty with Emmitt and all of them guys. That's a given. But since then, come on. Billion-dollar
Nothing.
Playpen, all of that. Listen, hey.
Nothing. Exactly. I got three with you on that. You're exactly right, because since he got rid of Jimmy Johnson and got all
mm-hmm.
The rest of them guys won Super Bowls off Jimmy Johnson's coattail.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
That was Jimmy's team, his players. It was like
right.
they was gone. I always tease the mayor because I'm an Oklahoma man. But
mm-hmm.
the mayor, ever since I've known him, he always had his foot in the U, Miami, the U.
Right.
And at
Miami,
one time,
baby.
They owned college football. It was Miami
right.
and Florida State every
exactly.
single year for
every year.
At least a decade.
Man. Oh,
great.
Man.
One of them, too.
We need to go there one week, man. Oh, man. I'm the Miami and Oklahoma games and Miami and I've been down with Miami since 84.
Mm-hmm.
With Schellenberger and Bernie Kosar and all that. So, I mean, that's been my squad. And, again, like you said, that connection is there. And Jimmy Johnson had the Cowboys rocking. He had the
yeah.
Cowboys, you know, like a household name again. You know what I mean?
It ain't no telling how many Super Bowls we would have
won. They
would have
won. That's right.
Jimmy Johnson.
That's right. That's
you
right.
Know?
Should have sent Jimmy a ring for all of them Barry Switzer Super Bowls and all that. Come on,
oh,
that was
Barry
Switzer.
Oh, my
left.
Goodness.
You can't be serious. It was his team. Michael Irvin and all of them.
Mm.
Was his team. He put that team together. Moose Johnson. All of them clowns.
Larry Brown, too.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what. Jordan. tell you what. During our Super Bowl runs, we might have had a lot of problems as far as, you know, them doing drugs and getting in trouble.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't keep Michael Irvin out the spot. Michael Irvin stayed in the trap.
Listen.
Michael Irvin stayed in the trap, yo. Is that what they call it today, the trap?
Who's to say which vice is worse? You know, tomato, tomato. What works for you may not work for me. Leave it alone. They were winning games. So
we were winning games, don't
I? Exactly. Hollywood Henderson said he smoked crack.
Oh, my goodness. What? Oh, you taking it back now, Blake. Hollywood Henderson?
You mean, hey,
let me do a line at halftime and then eat a hot dog on the sideline? Yeah, you know.
With 80,000 people looking. Man,
with 80,000 people. That's right. That's right.
Exactly.
But Hollywood Henderson was the truth, though.
Listen, winning will cure all wounds.
Yeah.
You could be a creep, but if you're
exactly.
a winning creep, you look that differently.
Exactly.
Look at Mark Sanchez when the Jets was doing their number, when he was eating a hot dog on the sideline when they was playing the Raiders.
Yes.
Imagine he couldn't eat a Tic Tac on the sideline now. They would be all over him.
Listen, Tebow beat the Steelers in the playoffs, and I'm still traumatized over that to this day. But I'm a realist. I'm a realist once again, and he can't be no worse than Mark Sanchez. I have never seen nothing like him in my life.
Right.
And your boy Rex Ryan gonna wind up getting fired because of that.
They gonna give him the scissors. They gonna give him the scissors.
Y'all think this is last year?
Yeah. Because you can't live off those championship games no more. That's history.
Definitely.
But
I just want to say, yo, I love all you guys and everything, but I got to boogie real quick.
Okay.
And I'm going to holler back during the next show.
Happy holidays.
Wait. We're not on no more until January 8th, my dude. So enjoy your
we're
holiday,
not
man.
Yeah, Clay boy.
We're
going to
talk.
Definitely.
Happy holidays,
talk, my dude.
Clay.
Same
all
to
right?
you, everybody. Be safe. Wish your families well and all that. Happy
That's
holidays.
That's what it is,
cousin. Everybody.
We'll talk.
Later.
All right, peace.
All right.
Applaud the homie Slate right there. Applaud the homie Slate. He's coming through with everybody throughout. That's right. That's what it is. That's how it goes down. GQ Palace Sports in the building. After further review, we got the mayor in the house, 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. We see you, too. That's a shout-out to the listeners and all that. Mike, you still there with me, Mike?
Mike McQuad.
He had to say,
I'm still here. You know, I ain't going nowhere. I'm still here.
Okay, just checking your pulse, baby. We just checking your pulse. It's all good. We got another call online. Oh.
Yeah.
Gabe's in the house.
Yeah.
with a terrible towel for your mouth. What up, Kia? Welcome to the Bigger Show. Happy holidays, yo. What's good?
Same, y'all.
Hey, Liz. Hey.
I got three words for you, Kia.
Loser now.
I got three words. That was close. I got three words for you. 9 and 7.
And a Cowboy fan up in here, too.
Kia's on fire right now.
Slate just got off the line. We still got a Cowboy fan in the building. My man, say what up to my man Jimmy Wright. Jimmy Wright is in the house. He's a straight-up Cowboy fan, for real, for real. Kia's a Steeler fan. She's very, 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 very passionate about her black and yellow and all that. So we just want to get, you know, Kia, your analysis and your feelings on the game Sunday, and what do you think going to the rest of the season? We've been waiting for this.
Y'all going to be waiting because Kia's not giving no analysis. I'm not in the mood for sports. It's not, nothing because of my words. It's not because of my words. I let something affect me that's going to affect my whole week of outlook, and I'm just in a foul mood this week. And it's nothing to do with sports.
You can't let
it's nothing to do with sports. I just cannot believe I let somebody take me out of context, and I'm just still reading from this little shit that happened. You know, yes, I'm just still in a damn mood.
I'm not in sports this week.
And I'm fucking pissed about it that I did.
Hey.
Shake it off.
Kia.
We understand
and feel your pain and all that, but, you know, you try to take the Monday show.
I'm
going to say that.
I can't laugh about what they think or whatever, the game. I'm not worrying about that. I worry about us being in 16 if we can do whatever we can do to get in the playoffs. But I'm not in a football mood. I'm not in a basketball mood. Yeah, Mike, the Knicks beat the Lakers. Okay, fine. You can talk about that. But I'm just in a foul mood, guys. I really am.
Okay.
Kia, can I ask
take it off.
Kia, why you let a person throw you out of context? This is Tuesday sports. This is your thing. Don't let nobody take you out of your.
That's right.
Persona.
That's the thing that
got me, because I did, and I never do. And when it gets to that point, I need to see. I just need, and I'm trying to bridle my tongue. You just don't know how I got to bridle my tongue, because if I can just one time, I would knock his up.
Yo. You know what? I'm not. Check this out. I wasn't there. I don't know what the situation is. I feel sorry or whatever. But you know what I mean. You can't bring that here. That's all I'm saying to you. And whatever the situation went down, leave that over there. So I don't know what you want to say or what you don't want to say. That's fine, only good. But that happened wherever it happened. That leave that over there. That's all I'm going to say to that.
But, you can't let people throw you out of
content. Yeah, you're better than that, yo.
This is sports. Get into what you like.
I don't want to talk sports.
This is Big Mike talking
to
me right now.
And y'all can talk sports. I already said what I had to say about my team. I'm not in a sports mood.
Okay.
I got to worry about stuff.
Happy holidays, Nils.
Yeah, happy holidays, yo.
I have to worry about my school getting in there. I got a
Christmas carol. It's about that time. It's almost about that time, man. And I'm going to start singing in a minute because the mood is, you know, trying to bring the mood down. I'm going to get into my Perry Como in a minute.
You don't want that in your life.
Saying to you is everything's everything. Hold on for a second. We got Kim on the line. Kim, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. Happy holidays. What's good?
Hey, Kim.
Hey, how's everybody?
Everybody. 95% of the people are all right.
Happy holidays.
It's all right.
You don't worry about this 5%.
Okay. All right.
Hello, everybody. 5%
to be fine.
Okay. That's a beautiful thing.
Hello, everybody. Well, you guys know I don't know much about sports, but I feel
we appreciate you calling anyway, though.
Before the holidays.
You know enough.
So I wanted to definitely, you know, call in, you know, just to show some support, of course.
That's what it is.
That's what's up.
You know, I know the Giants got killed. You know, I know that.
Yeah.
We don't need to gotta go there. You know, I've been listening from the beginning.
And take it with a grain of salt and keep it moving, right?
Yeah, keep it moving. That's right. That's
yeah.
all. Keep it,
the
keep
next
it moving.
The game would be better. There
it'll
you go.
Be, it'll be greater later.
But you know what? The guys at the job were just going in so extra about it, you know? So I was just like, oh, man. You know, like, all right, here we go. And I never say much. But when they have the Giants, you know, like one of the patients, they drew gold Giants on the wall. I was excited, you know. So then I was like, yeah, well, how you feeling today? Look at the paper. And I'm like, oh, man. You know?
You better check his pulse. Make sure he's all right. You don't want that on your hands.
Wait, of course. I didn't see the game, right? But then one of my coworkers, he's a big sports fan, so he brought me the paper and was like, look, y'all made the back page. Aren't you happy? You know? So,
the back page?
Yes.
Are you serious?
The last page of the paper, yes.
Because they said Giants have been shut out like that since, I think, 96 or something like that.
Wait a minute.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it was 96. So
oh,
that's a long time.
Back. We're going to come back, though. We're going to come back.
You're going to have to.
We're going to come back. It's going to be a strong turnaround. Watch. It's going to be strong.
Hey, man, who they got next? You said the Ravens?
Yeah, they got the Ravens.
They play the Ravens.
And then the Eagles.
And then
well,
Cowboys.
The
again?
Eagles anyway.
Nah, they got the Ravens. Giants have the Ravens and then the Eagles.
Yo, wait a minute, Mayor. Kim.
Yes.
Listen now. I'd have told you.
You already have your funeral.
Nah,
she played that like Easter, yo.
Look,
she had the funeral. Dead
and
like
buried.
Was good, right?
The Eagles was dead and sickened, and then three
yeah.
days later, they came back.
And
what happened?
It's like the dead has arisen.
You know what I'm
now
saying?
All
oh, my goodness.
I like it.
Wait,
you know, sit down somewhere.
Listen, but they had to be came coming up out of the grave when they beat the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
What's up, the
man? Yeah. Yo, applaud that for T.
She
get some applause before we turn it out
to
2012. Applaud that. Okay. All right.
The funny
my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, boy, you gotta love them.
But look, the man, what she did was. She did her little funeral service, and three days later, they came up from the dead, right?
Yeah.
Man,
she was crying. She was crying and all that. She was crying
yeah.
like Wanda on Good Times.
You know
what I mean?
Black one and everything.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait a minute.
Swing low, sweet chariot. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? What's just happening?
But
it's all good, though. It's all the games.
Hey,
it's
listen.
All good.
It was
you know,
like they have risen.
Yes, I'm glad that we can brighten your day.
From. I know, right, man?
Yes. I'm glad that we can help you feel better.
The mayor, you know I was supposed to get you on that one, though.
Yeah, you know what, man? It happens, man, because, you know, you got to be able to dish it out and take it, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
In regards to my team is losing and my team is winning, it's all good because I've been riding with my team since the beginning. So, can't nobody tell me nothing. I'm a lifelong Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. So,
man,
I was
bro,
down with them.
The
I was down
the
with
Eagles.
The Buccaneers. I was down with the Bucs when they were 0-26.
Okay.
To cry every day in school because my team lose by every game. When we first came in the league, we didn't win a game for 2 years.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Wow.
We didn't win one game for two. We came in the league. We came in the NFL in 1976. I was 10 years old. Tampa Bay came in the league with Seattle. I didn't have a team at that time. I wasn't around with the Giants because the Giants stink. I wasn't down with Dallas and all that. I like San Diego. Okay, but when Tampa Bay came, I said, you know what, I like their uniforms, they, you know, and I'm rocking with them, and I've been down with them from the beginning, so whatever you say to me in regards
that's
to Tampa
that.
Bay, I take it with a grain of salt. I got one Super Bowl ring, which was 10 years ago.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I can sit at the table.
No, I ain't got none.
That's all right.
Do I got one?
No. We got another call on the line. Hold that thought. Shelly, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. Happy holidays. What's good?
Hi, everyone.
Hey,
Shelly.
What's
good, everybody?
What's up, ladies? It's a party now. What's up? We got the Christmas party. It's going down. GQ Palace after further review.
I've been listening.
Christmas party.
I've been listening.
All right, that's what it is. So yeah, we try to give T some space right now because you know she had the funeral, and then all of a sudden they changed their mind at the last minute. You know what I mean? So that's what we're talking about right now. But we're just gonna flip the script right now, and you know it's about 30 minutes left in this show right now. I just kind of like want to just really just talk about just talk. We just gonna talk about whatever pertaining to sports really. So. You know, whatever you want to do, we just throw something out there, whatever. We'll talk about it or whatever. And because this is the last show of the year, man. We're going to take a little break off for Christmas and New Year's. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to come back hard body January the 8th. So, you know, set your DVRs and your Blu-rays and your smartphones and all that. January 8th, after further review, GQ Palace Sports will definitely be back in the building. We'll have a whole lot to talk about. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's okay. That. So hold on 1 second. We got Rachel on the line. Rachel, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. Happy holidays. What's good?
Hello, everybody.
Hey,
happy holidays. Hey.
Happy holidays. How you doing?
I am all right.
All right. What's good?
I don't know much about sports. Y'all know already I don't know much about sports, but how about them Cowboys?
Hold that thought right there. Hold that thought right there, Rachel. Hold that thought right there. Malcolm, we got my man Malcolm on the line. Welcome to the bigger
what's
show,
good,
my dude, and an extra strength
amen,
happy holidays to my man. What's good,
what's
family?
Good, what's good, everybody? How about
yes,
them Cowboys?
Hey.
What's somebody say?
There you go.
Somebody
say it? Oh, it's a party now, baby.
That Pittsburgh fan. Where's that Pittsburgh fan? I'm not going to get on you, baby girl. I just want to know, that seventh win, that seventh loss, was that just now by the Cowboys? She's quiet now. Like I said, everybody thought the Cowboys weren't going to do nothing. Hey, Chris, so did I go 3-0 this week?
Huh? Let me see.
Did I go
3-0 this week? I'm looking at it right now. You picked Green Bay, and you picked the Giants, right? I mean, Atlanta.
Yes, I did.
Okay, you picked the Giants, Atlanta, and Dallas. You went 3-0, my dude. Applaud that 3-0 right there. There you go. Applaud that 3-0 right there. That's a good look. So, Malcolm, so what do you think,
yes,
man? How did you enjoy the game in regards to, you know? Oh,
first of all, it was
before,
a real good game.
Hold on.
I mean, Pittsburgh put up a good game because Big Ben's hard to bring down.
Before
you know?
We do that, before we go there with you, I want to ask you a question. I spoke to another Cowboy fan earlier, Jimmy Wright. He called in
mm-hmm.
and represented. I wanted to know your opinion because you're a Cowboy fan, for real, for real.
Yes,
so what
yes,
did you
for
think
real,
about,
for real.
What did you think about Josh Brent being on the sideline at the game, man?
You know, it kind of bothered me, too, but you know, When I found out later that his mom, the guy that passed away, mom wanted him to stay with the team and be on the sidelines. He didn't have to be on the sidelines. I
right.
said put him in a box. He didn't need to be
right.
on the sidelines.
Right.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
But I still,
I agree.
The team, she didn't want the team to abandon him, which I don't have
okay.
a problem with.
Right.
You know, I agree
oh,
with that. The team didn't abandon
that.
Him, which Jerry wasn't going to do anyway.
Right,
but my
right,
point
right,
was,
right.
He didn't need to be in the limelight on the sidelines cheering.
On
you know
TV,
what I mean?
Right,
you just,
right,
you just
right.
actually
right.
killed someone in your car because of your senseless act of drunk
mm-hmm.
driving.
Right.
You know? It was nobody's fault but his own. Excuse me. Nobody's fault but his own. And it ain't the first time he's been caught with drunk driving.
Okay.
Now, if he got a problem, he needs to tell somebody that he has a problem
right.
with drinking. And also, never mind driving, because he's a lethal weapon when he's behind that wheel.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you're drinking like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with people when they weren't happy to see him on the sideline because it kind of made me feel a little squeezy too. I was like, I understand you want to support your teammate, but he can be supported
yeah.
in the background. You
right.
know what I mean?
That's right.
Behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
he can be supported.
Right.
Put him in a box. Let him sit in a box somewhere and watch the team.
But
he don't need to be on the sidelines.
I heard that.
Especially if he
that
ain't
Jerry
playing.
Jones and them didn't even know that he was on the sideline.
Yeah, I didn't know it either. So it showed
wow.
him.
Really?
I didn't know until they showed it.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's the part that's bugging me out.
Wow.
So because like you're saying, you know, they could have put him in a box and, you know, they probably would have said, okay, well, you know, Brent's in the box with Jerry Jones or whatever. Jerry Jones didn't even know
nah,
he was in
Jerry
the
don't
box.
Want him in his box.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jerry,
he
go in that side box.
The whole
go in Dr. Pepper's box. Go back to Pepper's box.
No, go in the big TV, go in the big scoreboard box. I know that came in the big box.
Put it away. I know what box they wasn't going to put them in. They wasn't going to put them in that Smirnoff box.
Hey, I know that's right. Because I have them nowhere near the Smirnoff box.
The Absolute box.
The Absolute
box. The Absolute box.
The Heineken box.
The Heineken box.
The box of wine. He wasn't going to be in none of them boxes.
If anything, they need to put him in a safe driving box.
So what do you think? So give me a quick synopsis on the game. And how do you think, you know, Tony Romo played? And, you know, he went to your man Dez a lot.
People beat Romo up. Romo played a great game.
Okay.
So, well, like I said, everybody knows that his line is terrible. Ain't nobody in the past 10 years said that Dallas had one of the best offensive lines. Everybody knows his line is terrible. Romo's been running for his life.
Mm-hmm.
Running for his life, without a doubt.
Right.
Everybody knows
right.
that.
Okay.
But my thing is this. He did a good job. They managed the game well. That defense finally stepped up
showed
at
up.
The end.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they give it up. Because
right.
he was 10 yards away from a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
And, when Spencer got that big sack, and then the other dude got that big sack, that was huge. They haven't done that in 2-3 years.
Okay.
And that's word.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of a game, they haven't held nobody down on defense. It was always Romo bailing them out with now I got to go down and score with 30
right,
seconds
right,
to go.
Right, right, right. I got to do some
Romo's
amazing play, right.
And all of a
right.
sudden, it's Romo's fault when the defense just let them march downfield 80 yards with a minute to go.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
I always tell people that, like, I said, when Romo left the field, he was winning in the past. But now, they got 20 and 30 seconds to go. Now Romo got to throw the ball. He throws an interception. Okay, it's Romo's fault. So now you want to blame Romo for 20 seconds when he did his job the whole game, I used to tell people. You know? But other than that, I'm glad the defense stepped up. That was a nasty pick at the end. That was a nasty pick at the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a
Terrence
Newman would have never did that.
That's how I was getting ready to tell you, man. I was getting ready to say, Malcolm, that I see a lot that's happening this season. A lot of secondary dudes in the secondary, they're dropping them. But when did they forget how to catch?
I don't know, bro.
I see a lot of interceptions being dropped, and they act like, I would have had it. Yeah, all
right,
okay.
Yeah, right in the hand.
You can't even catch a cold, my dude.
I don't know if they work on that in drills. You know how they shoot the balls at you to get your hands together?
That's right.
Like receivers, they need to do that with all your secondary men.
All your secondary men got to know how to catch. That's right. Because aren't you back here?
I don't know if they do that in drills today.
Right.
They still play terrible defense sometimes, but like I said, one of my Cowboy fans scooped me on how we're hurting in the middle because Ratliff used to be a beast in the middle, without a doubt.
Yeah,
that's
Jay
a big
Ratliff.
Loss.
Okay.
We lose an all-pro nose tackle who takes two of the tackles and stops all the run.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we lost a very good linebacker in Sean Lee, who was awesome.
Right.
And that kid Carter was doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like that kid Carter, too, number 54.
Where did Ogletree disappear to?
Bro, now, if you ain't running your routes, Romo ain't throwing you the ball.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now. And Dez Brown had a test of that.
Right.
I'm going to tell you right now. If you ain't running your routes, I'm going to even do it better. Roy Williams from the Detroit Lions, when he came, didn't know how to run routes. Romo ain't throwing you the ball.
Right, okay.
Your job, you're going to get the ball. And this kid just ain't getting open. What it was, in that first game, he got open because everybody was double-teaming Miles Austin and double-teaming Jason Witten. They didn't want Witten to beat him. So, in other words, Romo seen a dude in the middle, he hits him.
Yeah, he went to him. Okay.
But the key is the running game, though. The key is the fact that Murray's back. Murray holds them linebackers up right now, and them linebackers are basically scared to see Murray, bust for 40 or 30 yards.
Come to the line,
you know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
He makes a difference. He makes a huge difference. I'm going to tell you right now, Felix Jones ain't the answer. Even they know Felix Jones ain't the answer. But Murray's the difference. Murray is the play-action fake. Whenever they do, they were doing that. You know how RG3 was ripping them on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
When he was doing that little, they call it not the shotgun, the pistol.
The pistol, right.
The pistol where he fakes it. Romo was doing that on Sunday. Romo was pistoling that team, and they were like, oh, shoot, we got to run back. And Romo was just hitting them deep with the slant.
There you go.
But like I said, it's a matter, like I said, it's a copycat lead, so you got to get in where you fit in. I was just glad the defense stepped up finally. So they can't blame everything on Romo, you know what I mean?
That's right.
Romo can go a game, 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interception, and they lose the game?
But
it's
Romo's
fault. Yeah. I'm like, Jesus, Romo can't play defense too? Where the defense going to step up?
I was asking, was your boy on the sideline the whole game?
Was who?
That's right.
No, they said only the first half. After I guess Jerry Jones and them got word, they got him off that field.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, good.
They got word, they got him off that field. He
good.
Only stayed on the first half. First half only.
You know, but that's a hell of a call for the mother, you know, of the deceased.
I thought that was big of her. See, that takes a big heart. A big heart from
it
a
does.
Big mother, you know. She
it
lost
does.
Her son, and she didn't want the team to abandon this guy, you know. In other words, she didn't want them to alienate him. She wanted them to treat him like a teammate. He made a mistake. He killed
like
her son. What did that take? Because those two went to college together. Those two went to college together. And they were tight, and it is what it is, you know.
Right.
But, you know, it was sad.
It
was sad to hear that, though, you know.
That's
truly
sad. It's a hard pill to swallow either way you look at it.
Hey,
you
Chris,
know.
I hate to switch to a different subject.
Go ahead.
I mean, I know we're on sports, but on the real light, what do you think about what happened up there in Newtown, Connecticut, brother?
We touched on. I did a moment of silence, man, for 26 seconds and all of that. I just think that's real terrible, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm close to that situation, man. I feel a certain kind of way. I don't want to mention the person who committed the act. They don't get no shine on
no
my
shine,
air.
No shine.
They get no shine on my air.
That's right.
So it's all good.
Right.
I mean, you know, I feel for the kids and it's family. Connecticut's a family.
It
thing,
is.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. You know, all we could do is just kind of like just hug your kids, man. Make sure that, I don't know what to say to that, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to think that your kids are safe in school.
Right.
And they're not. You're not safe anywhere.
Right.
Not even in your own home anymore.
And it's not supposed to happen. This type of thing doesn't happen here. This type of thing happens everywhere.
Every day.
I wish they would stop saying that, you know. And I wish they would, you know, stop worrying about, well, you know, this guy had a certain, you know, affliction and things of that nature. That's fine, well, they're good. Talk about that later. Let's talk about these kids, man. Let's talk about these kids.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're traumatized, yo. The worst
Who
thing, the worst thing
yeah.
is
some of those kids, listen, some of those kids actually watched this guy reload the clip and
yes.
the gun. They watch him reload the clip in the gun and start shooting more.
You know, and
one,
like the,
one girl that got injured and shot, she faked like she was dead. She stayed on the ground no matter what, but she didn't, bless her heart, you know. She got shot, but she got shot in the leg, and she went down and stayed there, didn't move. Did not move. She faked like she was dead.
Right.
Like I told my kids, I said, get down, you know. I don't care, you can't run from a bullet. Stay down.
Right.
But my point is, it was a senseless act by a mindless idiot. You know, I don't care what his mom is or who he was or what he did. First of all, I understand everybody has a right to bear arms. I'll be straight with that. You deserve the right. But an assault rifle?
What are you going to do with an assault? You know what I mean? What are you going to do with an assault rifle in your crib?
I mean, two bullets can't do the same as 40? Huh? Two bullets can't do the same as
some ladies I know from back in the days, my dude, they'll curse you out so bad you wish you would have got shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and like you said, it's getting a lot worse before it gets any better, man. My prayers and the whole GQ, I speak for them. You know, it's Tuesday night. It's, I got the microphone, so I'm gonna speak for them, man.
Right.
We all send out our condolences, our prayers, and our wishes, man. We're thinking about you all the time. But how do you explain that? And then my thing with it, Malcolm, was, I really didn't want to talk about it, but since, we on it like that, so it's going down. Why were they interviewing those kids?
Kids from the school? Yes.
The kids that witnessed to that.
I hate to say it. Well, they got permission from their parents.
Okay.
They were not interviewing anyone without permission from the parents.
Oh, okay.
The parents allowed
it. First.
You know?
Okay, all right.
They did ask the parents first, and the parents allowed it. So I can't beat that up. It ain't like they ran up to them and said, give me your answer.
You know what?
And they were basically trying to get the bottom line of the story, which only a reporter would do. First of all, some of those reporters went out there. I don't know if you know. They went out there crying. They took their kids out to before they got to Newtown, they took their kids out of school and brought them home. And then they went out to Newtown.
Right.
You know? And some of those reporters were, let's be real here. They got to do a job.
Right.
And it ain't like they shoved the mic in the kid's face. They got permission from all parents to do this.
Okay.
And I hate to say it, these kids were the best insight of the story for the whole thing. Because one kid had ran down the street. He seen the dude reload. They jumped out the door and ran down the street and ran in the woods.
Wow.
Two kids. And some of those, some of those teachers, we got to give it up for some of those parents. Some of those people that died, they sat in front of the bullets of those kids.
Mm-hmm.
Of those kids.
Exactly.
He went to shoot a couple of kids, and one of those parents got in front of him.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
Yes. And one of those teachers got in front of him also. Some of those teachers got in front of that guy, and he still shot. He, like I said, he was a maniac. He was a straight maniac. And
he was out for the kill.
Yeah. My thing is, he's a senseless coward because when I heard about it when I was at work, and everybody was telling me, I didn't know what happened. What happened? They said Connecticut. And I'm like, what school in Connecticut?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, when they told me, they said Newtown. I'm like, whoa, what the heck? And then when they told me how many kids died, I said, what? After they said that, I said, I bet you he kills himself. A senseless coward would kill himself. And sure enough, I heard later that he killed himself.
He had, he had better kill himself because he wasn't going to live. You know, and that's the crazy thing because, I mean, you know, he shot some of these babies 10 and 11 times.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
One of them took
him out. The guy, the guy said that none of the kids got hit once. They all got hit more than once.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know that it was nothing really left of him.
Right.
You know,
yeah, I agree.
Like I said,
it was truly sad, and it hurts my heart because I go crazy when stuff like that happens, man.
Right.
Because
I
really get salty.
You know,
I really get salty, and I
no doubt. Man.
I got a grandson in school that's five, and you know, to even think, you know, you at work or whatever. And you get this call like you need to come to the school because they've just had a shooting.
Mm.
You don't know if your kid is alive or dead.
Right.
But another story I heard from when one of my neighbors, you know, their friend, obvious, had a kid that was at the school, but they didn't get shot.
Right.
But the thing about it, so they work with them. When they went to go get their kid, they had to get them from the firehouse. They had all the kids at the firehouse.
Right.
They said, when they went to go get their kid, is this your kid? Is this your, you know, search, you know, ID and everything?
Right.
After they got all the kids and everybody got their kids, 20 people were standing there waiting. And those were the 20 people who lost their kids.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
The 20 people that were standing there. And they said, the firehouse was like, there's no more kids here. And they were like, oh, my God. After there was imagine that 21st person that got that last kid.
Right.
That 21st person before the 20th that didn't have their kid. Imagine how she must feel with the person before that. Oh, my God.
And could you imagine? That's right, because, like, just what you're saying is, like, as the kids were being, you know, reunited with their parents. It's still parents there. And the kids are starting to, you know, they're going home.
Right.
So there you got, like you said, you got 21 parents there and one kid. Something ain't right with that picture.
Yeah.
Something ain't right.
That's the scary part, man. Like you said, man, we're blessed to have our families together,
sir.
Like I said, you know, it's senseless when you send your babies off to school, to elementary school.
Right, say that, man. Say that again, man.
The least thing you're thinking about is them getting shot in elementary school.
That's right.
You know, who's thinking about having security and all of this and all of that? But they had changed the way that they had people coming in there. And he
broke
the window.
He shot the glass out.
He broke the window.
And opened the door.
Right.
Is that how he got in? Because they were saying that
because they got locks. They had automatic locks.
Yeah.
You got to be buzzed into the school.
Right.
Like my son's school, you got to be buzzed in. You can't just come in without getting buzzed in.
No, but the news was saying at first that they allowed him to come in because they knew his mother worked there.
I think that newscast was off because when I heard it again,
they
said that he shot the glass out the door and then opened the door and walked in.
That's terrible.
It's very sick. It's very sick. If you can, let's change the subject to something else, man.
It's good to know the vent and let your feelings out, man. This is the forum for, you know, we was trying to make it I did it at the top of the show. I had a moment of silence, man, for 26 seconds and all of that. But again,
that
man, you know, word is bond. People,
question.
You know, need the vent. If you need the vent, then that's what we're here for. Go ahead with your question.
My question is, did anybody ever hear what happened to, because you know I'm not a sports fan, but what happened with I think it was the Cowboys player. There was a player that got killed in a car accident.
Yeah,
that's what we were just talking
about. Did you hear about that?
I think
he's out of jail.
I know they had
out.
The, Oh, he's out now?
He got arrested. He's out on bond.
He was at the game Sunday on the sideline.
He's at the game.
Still playing? He's still going to let him play?
Yeah.
No,
he didn't play. He just sat there and dressed.
Yeah, he was on the sideline because that's what he was saying. The mother, the one that got killed, Jerry Brown, his mother wanted him to be there with the team. She had a hell of a heart. I mean, you never know about a situation like that until you have to go through it. And, you know, you don't know. You may say today, you know, no, he can't say anything to me, but you never, ever know
what's your heart, or which way your heart will go. But what's the penalty for something like that with sports? Like, because, you know, in the sports, you know, area, do they find the person, you know, from the team, or they just pretty much let the cops handle it?
He's not going to be able to play. He ain't going to be able to play. I don't see that.
Well, it depends on the situation. Because again, it runs the gamut. You have, you know, people, you know, committing vehicular homicide. And then you got people tearing up the strip club. Then you got people shooting themselves in the club. So, I mean, it depends. The team has their own discretion. You know what I mean? Of course, you're going to deal with the authorities first. Of course, you're going to deal with them first.
Right?
And
but
then you got to deal with the team.
NFL as well, right?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a thing that's up in the air right now because dude is out of jail.
Okay.
You know, but it's far from being over with.
Yeah, and of course he has to walk around with that.
Like
he has to walk around with that for the rest of his life.
He's had charges before, so it's
mm-hmm,
not like his
mm-hmm,
first offense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like his first offense. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a whole, you know, it runs the gamut. So you have, you know, you can have anything from, you know, somebody, you know, arguing with their girlfriend, and even the week before with the situation where a player killed himself in front of his coach, in front of his general manager, in front of his stadium where he played at. So
I was going to bring that up too, the mayor. I just read about that, right? Dude had told his secret girlfriend
a month
or so before then that he was going to kill this chick if she didn't leave him alone.
What?
But she thought he was BSing about the situation.
Well, apparently he wasn't.
But look what happened.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I mean, you know, that goes without saying, you know, people can say things,
mm-hmm,
but you need to take heed sometimes, you know.
Let me tell you something. I don't want to go back on the other situation, but they're saying that, you know, the guy that, you know, did that, you know, that thing at the school in Connecticut, he was, you know, he had Asperger's syndrome. I was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, man. You know what I'm saying? But that was like a little while ago, back when I was a kid or whatever. But my thing is, that's not just no excuse.
No,
this was in you.
No excuse.
You know, your mama took you to the shooting range.
Right.
All of the guns was registered to her. You killed her in her sleep. You know, it's no excuse, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he knew what he was doing.
Exactly.
Because they say he crushed all the computers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't even look into his computers because he crashed them all.
Mm.
He just, like,
wow,
you know, destroyed them. So, and then he had his brother's ID. That's why they picked his brother up here in Hoboken, New Jersey. Because they thought he had something to do with it.
Right. Oh, okay.
You know, so, I mean, it's just crazy situation all the way around the board, you know, but like they said, this wasn't just a random act. Dude had planned to do this.
Right.
He had planned to do this. No doubt.
What about the guy from the Chargers who killed himself? You heard about that, right?
You talking about Junior Seau?
Yeah, I think so.
That was a little while ago. Back in the days. I gotta get out. I gotta get out of that mood right now, yo. This is the part of the show right now. You know, shout out to Sandy Hook. I've been throwing their name in my morning post, man, for the last couple of days now, man. And I'm gonna continue to do so, man. Word is bomb, because I feel like we're not gonna talk about it, get all high and mighty, and then forget about it. This can never be forgotten.
Uh-huh.
No, this can't be forgotten. You can't.
There's no way. The world, man.
You know what I'm saying?
World.
No way. But again, yo, this is the After Further Review, GQ Palace Sports in the building. Man, it's our Christmas party. It's the last one for 2012. But we'll be back in your face, Hard Body Karate, January 8th, 2013. This is the part of the show where we pick three games. You know what I'm saying? But week 15 and Who we got in the building? Because we're going to do a little round table situation right now. So we got T in the house. I got Kia in the building with me. I got my man Malcolm in the house. Okay. Shelly, you still
Big
out
Mike,
there?
Big Mike.
You in the house. Shelly, you still there?
Rachel's here.
Rachel's in the building.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I forgot to get on them Giants, man.
Keep your mind right quick.
Time is up, man.
You know what? I just found 2 minutes. Go ahead.
You got Malcolm, man. The Giants got stumped last week.
They gave him the Doc Martin, the Timberland.
Everybody on here, they team got stumped last week.
Tampa Bay got stumped.
It's a good day when the Cowboys can win and Pittsburgh and Dallas. Yeah, I seen it. When Pittsburgh and the Giants lose.
Yeah.
My neighbors are Pittsburgh fans, and I got to go out with them every week.
All right, so so we're going into three games right now. We're going to pick three games. I got all my people in the building with me. So I'm going to set it off. Mike, I got the Washington Redskins and the Philadelphia Eagles. Who you like?
I ain't going with no Eagles. Washington.
All right. Malcolm, who you like? Eagles, Redskins.
It's going to be the Skins, bro.
Okay. T?
Malcolm. You know what? Ride or die, whether we lose, go Eagles.
God, I got you. I must hear a ghost, because they was dead and buried a week ago. Dead and buried a week ago. I still got the program. I'm gonna throw that away now. I'm gonna break my flowers up on the program. I'm sorry.
We beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, you did. Kia, let me get your pick for the Redskins and the Eagles.
Redskins.
Got you. Rachel, Redskins, Eagles.
I'm going with the Eagles.
Who did I miss? Shelly, what's good? Who you got, Redskins or the Eagles?
Cam.
I'm going with the Skins. That's my dad's team.
Okay. That's Shelly?
Yeah, that's Shelly.
You got
okay,
Cam
going
in
with
there.
The Skins. Kim, what's good?
I'm going with the Redskins.
Got you.
I love it. We got a lot of female voice on this week.
Yeah, it goes down, man. Hard Body Karate, man. It's where you need to be on a Tuesday night, man. It's the next best thing to being at what's the name of the place? Buffalo Wild Wings or some shit.
Sue's Rendezvous.
Ain't nothing like Sue. We ain't gonna talk about Sue's Rendezvous, man. That was yesterday's show. Man, listen. Shout out to Dallas and all that, man. It goes down Hard Body Karate on their show. Oh, man. But anyway, Mike, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, who you got?
Cincinnati.
Okay. Malcolm?
Cincinnati.
Got you, cousin. Kia, what's good? As if we don't already know.
Right.
Kia picking.
All right, I'm going to put Kia down for Pittsburgh. Bong bong. Shelly, who you like, Cincinnati or Pittsburgh?
I'm going with Cincinnati.
Got you. Kim, where you at?
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Got you. Who am I missing? I got T.
Me.
T, what's good?
Pittsburgh.
I ain't here.
Pittsburgh.
I ain't here.
Building. Am I missing anybody?
Rachel.
What's good, Rachel? Cincinnati.
Who we both on the line? You lose your count there, homie.
Who we talking about now? Pittsburgh and who?
Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And there is Rudy. Gotcha. All right. The Giants in Baltimore. Mike, what's good?
Giants.
Mike said Giants. Malcolm, what it look like?
Be more.
Malcolm got Baltimore.
Me too.
Kia, what's good?
The Giants.
Got you. My T, what's good?
Be more.
Got you. Shelly?
I'm going with the Giants.
Got you. Rachel?
Baltimore.
Forget you, Rachel. You know the Giants will win.
Kim? What's good, Kim?
Giants.
Got you.
Giants.
Got you. All right. We have the part of the show. Everything is clicking just in time right now. We got a bunch of callers on the line, so we're going to go around the round table right now. This is the last show of the year. Everything. So speak your mind. Say what you got to say. You got the floor. I'm going to set it off with Kia. Go ahead. Speak your mind.
Happy holidays, everybody.
All right. That was short and to the
point.
T, what's good?
I just want to say happy holidays to everyone. Enjoy your holidays. Let's go, Eagles. We ain't going nowhere, but.
Oh, God. Malcolm, what's good, my dude?
What's good, people? Hey, everybody have a happy holiday always. And kiss your family and make sure, you know, the kids you tell them you love them, because you know how it is today when we take our family for granted, that's for sure, you know.
Exactly.
That's what it is. All right, go
Cowboys.
Rachel, what's happening? You got anything to say before we get out of here?
Happy holidays, many blessings, and DQ Palace is where it is at.
No doubt. Shelly, you got any words to say before we get out of here?
Happy holidays, and everybody be safe.
All right. Mike, what's good, cousin?
Y'all, I just want to say happy holidays. Don't let nobody spoil your holidays. Get in where it's fitting at. Eat that turkey. Be well. Hope to hear from y'all next year. Giants all the way, baby. We going to the Super Bowl.
You were like taking the Cleveland Browns to the Super Bowl. But anyway, Kim, what's good?
I just want to say happy holidays to everybody and, you know, make sure that
you
embrace all of your family, you know, your kids, mother, father, whoever you have living, please embrace them. You know, don't take anybody for granted and just be blessed at the end of the day.
No doubt. And Mike, don't forget to get at my producer, man, so I can get you your jersey, man. You know what I'm saying? I got you covered, my dude.
I want a jersey.
You got to get your sports
I
up.
Want one,
you can get a jersey, get your sports up, you can get
one.
A jersey. You get a jersey. Get your sports up. You get a jersey. Listen, it all started a few months ago, man. My man reached out to me and said, "Hey, man, we need somebody to come on here and talk some sports."
Wow.
I said, "You know what? I'm the man for the job." And it's been a great ride ever since, man. We're about to turn over a new leaf onto a new year. We got some things in the works popping for 2013. So, you know, I'm appreciating everybody that's calling, everybody that's listening. I hope you're having fun. I hope you learn something, man, as you go. Feel free to press that one, you know, and get in on the conversation because it goes down. So, and please know what you're talking about. Because, you know, we don't have no time to figure out, you know, we don't have no time to figure out, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
I'm being straight up hard body karate, man.
Listen,
I don't tell you how to, I don't tell you how much cinnamon to put in your cakes, and I don't tell you how much grease to put on your axles and all that. This is sports right here, and we the best thing doing it. We the best thing doing it, and I want to say that, and you know, to bring everything back to its perspective, man. It's the holiday season. I know that everybody, you know, wants to put their best foot forward and put on their best face, man, for the holidays. Let me talk, man. And put on their best face for the holiday season, you know what I mean? And really, why does everybody want to get into holiday mode when they start hearing the Christmas songs and the holiday songs? Okay? Does it have to be a song to put you in a particular mood? Why you just can't have goodwill towards all men all year round? I know that's a pipe dream, and you really should be applauding that right now, because I'm getting on my soapbox right now. You really should be applauding that right now. It's been going down all summer. We held Jay-Z said he held you down for five summers. I held you down for one. It's getting ready to go to two. You know what I'm saying? And like I say on my page on Facebook, man, I'm available to be tested any day of the week. This is what I do. You know what I mean? I appreciate my man Rich giving me the forum. I appreciate Lorena handling the calls. I appreciate Kia calling every week. I appreciate Slate calling every week. My man Mike calling every week. T holding me down. She was my co-host from the door. She still got it going on. Represent their show tomorrow night. Make sure you check them out. Hard Body Karate, because it goes down.
Yes.
You know, and, I'm the man. I approve that message. And you know what? I'm in a good mood, man. I'm going to start singing. Don't nobody hang up yet. Don't hang up. Because I was going to try out for The Voice. But they told me that the tryouts was across the street. And when I went across the street, it's like an old warehouse or something. And then I went back across the street where I came from, and it was on CeeLo, and it was pulling off. So I don't know, man. I just hope everybody, man, has a great holiday. I didn't forget. We're coming back with the plate review. So I know you're going to your people's house for Christmas, and you're going to get that plate going on. It's going to be something in there that ain't really going to be palatable. So this would be the place to be to come and discuss that. Get that off your chest. You know, that potato salad wasn't rocking. Talk about it after further review. The sweet potatoes didn't have no, the yams wasn't yamming. Talk about it after further review. The apple pie could have went to the dog. Talk about it after further review. You had to have five drinks. If you needed five drinks to make that plate taste good, come holler at me. January 8th is 8. I know you're going to need the vent. So we're going to be back here, man. We're going to take 2 weeks off, man, for Christmas and for New Year's, because it happened to fall on a Tuesday. I'm kind of mad at that, but it's all good. We're going to come back. We're going to have a bunch of stuff to talk about, man. The bowl games will be popping. You know what I mean? The NFL playoffs will be popping. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely going to make it happen. So we definitely going to go out, man. I want to dedicate these last couple of minutes, man, to, Newtown, Newton, Connecticut, you know what I mean, and all the kids, all the schools all over the place, all over the world, man. GQ Palace loves you, man.
Yeah.
The mayor loves you. And go ahead and hit that music, man. We'll see y'all January 8th, 8 o'clock. That's a Tuesday. It's the mayor. Peace to Rich. Peace to Lorena. Peace to GQ Palace, man. Everybody rock out.
Yes.
You can hit that music up, man. I'm going to shut up. Peace.
Part of God's great big family.